You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, Pastor Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. And this is the Blessing and Healing broadcast. Amen. Thank God for what God is doing.
Amen.
Amen. Miracle, Blessing, and Healing broadcast. Thank God for what He's doing.
Amen.
And how He's blessing. Amen. Glory to God. We want to invite you out to our services tonight.
Yes.
Mr. Solomon Haywood, my son. Amen. We'll be speaking. Praise the Lord. Tonight is the regular Thursday night service. He'll be speaking on the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost at 8 o'clock. Yes. Come on and be with us. Amen. And then on Friday night, amen, Overseer Devron Patterson,
yes,
praise the Lord, from West Palm Beach will be with us. Come
amen.
On out.
Yes.
And be in the service with us, 8 o'clock, amen, Friday night. And then Sunday I'll be preaching, minister
yes.
under the power of the Holy Ghost
amen.
At 11:30. You don't want to miss it.
No.
God is blessed. God is moving by His Spirit. Signs and wonder. Oh, He's moving.
Ooh.
And all you got to do is tell God, move,
hallelujah.
Oh God, in me.
Yes.
And God will move in you. He'll bless you. He'll bless your life. He'll bring you out.
Yes.
Amen. Continue to praise Him and continue to bless Him
yes.
for bringing you out. I want to turn the service now into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Cochran to break the bread of life.
Ooh.
God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Come on out. You don't want to miss
yes,
these services.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
telling you, because this is the day
yes.
that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
We will rejoice and be glad in
yes,
it.
Sir.
I'm telling you, what a wonderful day that God
yes,
has
go,
given
go,
us.
Shata,
another day that He gave us to worship and praise Him. And you get up from there
yes.
and start giving God some praise.
Yes,
I want
yes.
you to turn with me quickly to Isaiah, the 61st chapter.
Praise
oh, my God.
God.
I feel this bubbling in my spirit.
Yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God. I'm going to begin reading at the first verse.
Yeah.
And the word of God said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me
oh, yeah.
because He hath anointed me to preach good tidings
yes,
unto
sir.
The meek.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing every Thursday.
That's what we're doing.
We're preaching the good news
yeah,
to
yeah.
you on today.
Hallelujah.
Because God hath anointed us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We didn't
Hallelujah.
Get our anointing from man.
That's
we
right.
didn't get our anointing from mother or father,
Hallelujah.
From our family members,
yeah.
but the Spirit of the Lord God
Lord
is upon
God.
Us because God has anointed us
yes.
to preach the good tidings to the
yes.
meek.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, glory to the Lord. He had
Thank
sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Yes,
I know a lot of you going through a lot of things.
Thank
I know the
Jesus.
Doctor done said a lot of things.
Yes.
I know your children have treated you a lot of ways.
Yes,
but the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Yes.
Because He have anointed me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Yes,
what did He tell Peter? He told Peter, upon this rock,
yes,
I'll build my church,
yes.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. And look
yes.
here, He said, I've given you the keys.
Yes,
I dare you to grab some keys.
Grab
you some
yes,
keys,
yes.
Because God has given you some keys. And what does the keys represent? God has given you access. That whatsoever thing you bind on earth, God said He'll bind it in heaven. And we come to bind up the brokenhearted.
Yes,
all that is a spirit of depression. You better get up from there. And start binding up.
Yes.
Oh my God, the keys that God have given us. And I'm telling you, listen here. The thing of the matter is with Peter, Peter had to recognize who God was, who Jesus was. Jesus asked disciples, who do men say that I am? Some of the disciples said, some say you Elias. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say that you're one of the prophets. But Jesus wants to know, who do you say that I am? Jesus wants to know who you say that He is in your life. Oh my God, I don't care what they say you are. I don't care how they talk about you. I don't care how they scandalize your name. But who do Jesus is in your life? And Peter stood up and said, thou art Jesus Christ. Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus recognized, Peter, man have not revealed this unto
That's
you,
right.
But my Father which is in heaven, huh?
Yes,
see, the first thing you got to do, huh? You got to come out from among them, huh? And be separated, huh?
Yes,
and touch not the unclean thing, huh?
Oh,
and live a godly life before God, huh?
Boy.
And accept them as your personal Savior, huh? And then the Holy Ghost will come upon you, huh?
Yes,
once you receive the gift from God, huh?
Yes.
And then you'll know, huh, who Jesus is, huh? Oh, my God, huh? Because, hallelujah, huh, he sent us to bind up, huh, the brokenhearted, huh?
Boy.
I know a lot of you listen to this broadcast,
you,
and you're going through a lot of things
yes,
in life,
yes.
But every Thursday,
hallelujah.
I want you to tune in, because
you,
the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us, and we're binding up the brokenhearted,
yes,
because why? Jesus gave us that authority,
yes,
that whatsoever thing you bind on earth, God, he was going to bind it in heaven, and whatsoever thing we loose on earth, he was going to loose it in heaven,
yes,
so I want you to start opening up your mouth,
yes,
oh my God, I don't care what they say about
that's
you,
right.
I don't care what they scandalize your name, I don't care what the doctors say,
Boy.
You better stop pining it up.
Yes,
oh, my God,
yes,
because the Bible say we're snared by the words of our mouth.
Yeah.
Don't you sit there and let them say it, or whatever
right.
they want to say
come
about you. Don't sit
yeah,
there and say
trap,
it. Like Pastor said, come out of that trap.
Yes,
you better recognize and know who you got on the inside of you. Jesus want to know who you say. Who you say. Jesus already knew who he was, but he want to know who you say. Who do you say that I am?
Yes,
do you believe him that he's Jehovah Jireh?
Yes.
Do you believe that he's Jehovah Rapha?
Oh,
do you believe that he's El Shaddai?
Yes.
Do you believe that he is the I am that I am?
Yes.
Who do you say that Jesus is? Because the Bible said, greater is he that's on the inside of you, than he that's in the world. Because Jesus is on the inside of you.
Yes,
but you got to recognize who he is in your life. I'm going to continue reading because I can go on all day. About binding up the brokenhearted. Oh, God, read on, hallelujah. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. How many of you know when you're in sin, sin have you bound up?
My
God, but Jesus is telling you today, come out.
Come out
from
come
among
out.
Them.
Come
because
out.
Why? He's giving you the keys. You better get those keys
yes,
and start wiggling them. He's gave you the keys. Oh, my God. He gave you access. Access. You got access. Use your keys. Oh, my God. To come out from among them. Oh, my God. He sent us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, opening up the prison to them that are bound. Yes, you're bound today by all kind of things. Bound by sin. Bound by this or that. But he sent us. Oh, my God. To proclaim liberty. To proclaim the good news to you on this Thursday, on this day, in August, he proclaimed liberty. Oh, my God. Opening up the prisons. And the Bible said, to set at liberty to them that are bound. Oh, my God. The Bible said, whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. You better get up from there and don't let them sit there and say this or that against your life. The doctor say this or that against your life. The devil is a liar. You are great in God. You better start opening up your mouth and start binding the hands of the enemy because the devil is a liar. Oh, my God. Verse 2 said, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Oh, my God. I know you've been mourning. Oh, my God. You've been mourning all night long. Sometimes people can say something that made you wet your pillow all night long. The children can treat you so bad, cause you to wet your pillow all night long.
God.
Oh, my God. But we came today, oh, my God, to read you the good news.
Yeah.
I ain't come with nothing new.
Yeah.
I'm reading you the word.
Thank
and the Bible say he sent the word and his word healed them. And today you are being healed because we're proclaiming the good news.
Oh my God,
and you're healed through the word that God is proclaiming unto you on this day, hallelujah. Oh, we come to comfort you, to let you know you're not alone. God is on your side.
Yes,
I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how they talked about you. I don't care how they treat you. I don't care what they said. We come to comfort you. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
And verse 3 said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the joy, the oil of morning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yes. And I come to let you know today, you got to change your garment. I know you've been going through for a long time. I know it seemed like your back is up against the wall. I know it seemed like everything you put your hands to is not working out. But we come to proclaim the good news. Oh, my God. Take off those old clothes of mourning and put on you some new clothes. Oh, my God. Change your clothes today. About Sunday. Because who? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords have put the word on the inside of our belly. Every Thursday. My God. That you're free. You're free from that thing that have bound you up for many years. You say, well, evangelist, I've been going through this for many years. I don't care what it is. The Bible said, whose report? Whose report are you going to believe? You better believe the Lord's report. Because if you believe any other report, God, he'll have you bound up. He'll have you with those clothes on. You're weeping all night long. You're crying all night long. Because they said this or said that. But you better get up from there. Because the Bible said, we bad may endure for a night. Joy, it's coming in the morning. And what about this? You see what time it is. It's 11:41. So that means it's morning time. So weeping, you done cried all night long. But joy come in the morning. It's morning time. So you better get up from there. You better put on you some praise. You better put on some praise. Because the Bible said praise is comeliness to the people. You better praise God. That's what we was created for. We was created to praise him. With my body racking with pain. I can't hardly make it. Hallelujah. One thing about it. We are three-part being. We are body, soul, and spirit. This old body, this old flesh is going to return to the dust. So you better live your life now. Living for God like you never did before. You better live it and praise God. I don't care, hallelujah, how it's acting. I don't care how it's feeling. I'm going to praise God. We come to a point unto them in Zion. That mourn. You better put on some beauty. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. God is pouring new oil. And the Bible said, he anointed my head with oil. Cup runneth over. When that runneth over mean, God is giving you the overflow. For everything that you done went through. You're getting double. Double for your trouble. I don't care what it was. I don't care what they say. God is giving you double. Double for your trouble. Hallelujah. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The Bible says, after you suffer for a little while, hallelujah. You're just suffering for a little while, but after a while, God is going to come and he's going to restore you. He's going to pull you up out of the horrible pit. And place your feet on a rock to stay. You're not going to be in that shape all day long, all year long, year after year, months after months. Get up from there and praise him. God is looking down. He know everything you're going through. He see what you're going through, but he's trying. He's responding to faith. Will I see faith on the land when Jesus come? He's looking for your faith. And you got to produce the faith for God to move in your life. You got to produce the faith. The Bible says faith without works is dead. He's looking for you to get up from there and start praising him and start worshiping him. Because I'm telling you, this devil that you seen last year, that you saw this month, that you saw before this day in August, that same devil that you saw now, you ain't gonna see him no more. Hallelujah. Because God done went before you and make all the crooked paths straight. He just waiting for you, to stand upright, to walk upright, to go ahead. And he looked down there and say, you know how you, when your children, they do some good things and you want to praise and brag on them. Hallelujah. Look at my daughter, she made the A on the row. Look at my son. doing here in the military. Yeah. But God is doing the same thing. Yes, he's sir. Looking down on his children. Yes. And he want to see. Look at my child. After everything that she went through. Look at Job. Oh, my God. The devil said, have you considered my servant Job? Yeah. That's what God told the devil. He said, hey, you got a hedge around him. Yeah. I can't touch him. Yeah. Oh, my God. But when he began to touch Job, Job said, don't he slay me. Yes, oh, my God. Yes, don't he take everything away from me. Sir. Yet will I trust him. If God took everything from you today, will you still trust him? Will you still live for him? If they took your children, if they took your home, if they took your money, will you still trust him? Don't you slay me? Oh, God, yet will I trust you? And that's what God wants. Don't he slay you? Are you still going to trust you? Trust him? Because he's looking down. He's bragging on you. He's bragging on you. Oh, my God. The devil tried to dump things after things. It seemed like hour after hour, months after months, keep dumping unrelentless. But you stay right there. And you trust God. Oh, my God. Because hallelujah. Why? Because why? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And they shall build the old waste places. Yeah. They shall raise up the former desolation. And they shall repair the waste cities. The desolation of many generations. Why are you going through? Why are you holding on? Because you got a generation that's falling behind you. You got a generation that's looking after you. You got a generation that's looking up to you. So why not go ahead? Oh, my God. You see some things that happen in your family over and over and over again. That's a generational curse. And God is looking for somebody that's going to stand up and stand in the gap for your family members and tell the devil, no, it stops right here. I'm standing in a gap. I'm going to live all right before God. I'm going to trust God. Oh, my God, for my family, for the deliverance of my family, for this generational curse to be broken off of my family. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And strangers shall, verse 5, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. So what God is telling you today, after everything that you're going through, you ain't got to work so hard for it, because he's going to send people. One verse in the Bible said he'll give people for your life. Oh, my God. God going to have people to come and take care of you. Oh, my God. Because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and it add no sorrow. You're not going to be sorrowful in this season when the blessing come upon you. God is making provisions for you. All he wants you to do is realize that you got to stand in the gap. You got to stand up and live right. Hallelujah. You got to stand up and live holy. Hallelujah. And you got to have in your mind, for God I live and for God I die. I don't care what come what may. God, I don't care if you slay me. I'm going to still trust you. I don't care if you take my home. I don't care if you take my car. I don't care if you take my money. Hallelujah. I don't care if you take my children. Hallelujah. I don't care if you take my family. Yes, oh, sir. God, I'm going to stand for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, because I come to tell you today, your joy is coming in the morning. It's morning time. You better get up from there. And you better put the garment of praise on. Get rid of all the old garments. That garment that you had where you cried all night long. In fact, get your pillowcases and go on and change them. You've been crying on the pillowcases. You've been crying in your bed. Get up and change your bed. Oh, my God. Change your pillow. Yes. Oh, my God. And start putting on the garment of praise. Yes, because the Spirit of the Lord God, he anointed me. Yes. He anointed us on today. Yes, he anointed us on today. Yes. To preach the good news. Yes, the good news to you on today. Yes, to let you know that this devil that you've seen in this year, that you saw last year, you're not going to see him again. Oh, my God. Because that's the job of the enemy. Hallelujah. He come to wear out the saints of God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But don't you worry about what you're going through. Hallelujah. You got the greater one that's down on the inside. Yes. The greater one that's working on your behalf. Yes. Oh, my God. Don't you sit there with your head hung down.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't you sit there, acting busted and disgusted. Yeah, the devil is a liar. Oh, you serve a king. We are royalty. The Bible said we are royal priesthood. You are royalty. So you better get up from there and start acting like you're a kingdom kid. And start dressing like you're a kingdom kid. I don't care. Hallelujah. We ain't got that much gas. Well, you better put on you some good clothes and sit in that car. And go down to the gas station, and God gonna send, hallelujah, somebody right to the gas station, and fill your tank up. Hallelujah. When evangelists ain't got that much food in my refrigerator, oh my God, you get up from there, and you start dressing like a king's kid. Then you go down to the grocery store, and God gonna have somebody right there, just like he fed Elijah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. When he was at the brook, he sent the raven to feed him. God going to send a raven that's going to feed you, that's going to keep you and sustain you. Oh, my God, in your hour of weakness. So you better get up from there. My God, every Thursday, we're ministering and preaching the good news to you on every Thursday. So it's time for you to get up from there because the acceptable year of the Lord is now. It's now for you. And you better recognize and realize who God is in your life. That's all he want to know. Who do you say that I am? Do you know that I'm a provider? Do you know that I'm a healer? Do you know that I'm a way maker? Do you know that I'm a heavy load carrier? All he wants you to do is bring your burdens. Bring it everything. Bring it to him. See, the problem is you've been trying to hold on to that burden. You've been trying to hold on to them children. After year, and it got you all depressed, and it got you down, but Jesus said, oh, bring it all to him, lay it right there at his feet, and don't you dare pick it up, you better leave it right there. Hallelujah. God gave you them children, now it's time for you to give it back to God. God gave you this body, it's time for you to give it back to God, and say like the scripture said, I present this body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is by reasonable service. And you better not be conformed to whatever going on in this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's time for you to get your mind right. It's time for you to start speaking the right things. The Bible said, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, that's what you better start speaking out of your mouth. Stop speaking this negativity. Like our apostle taught us, faith works well forward as it do back. If you sit there and say, well, ain't got no money, guess what? That's right, you ain't got no money. If you sit there and say, oh, the doctor say I got sugar diabetes, and you keep speaking that, guess what? That's what you got. You better stop repeating what the devil bring to your ears. You better, that's right, negativity, apostle. You better start speaking positivity. You better start speaking positivity and know who's on the inside of you. You got a giant on the inside of you. You got a lion and the tribe of Judah ready to roar. And you better get up from there. Stop listening to what they're saying. And you better start professing whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, that's what you better start thinking on. God bless you. We love you. And I'm turning it back over to the hands of our apostle.
Yes, now I want to pray for you today. Those of you that are not saved, don't have Christ in your life.
Yes.
You need God.
Yes.
You need to be saved. You need to be delivered.
Yes.
You're set free. Hell is real. Heaven is real.
Yes.
But God has prepared a place for you that where he is, you may be also.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want you now to say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression.
Yes.
Oh, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
And he died for my sin and rose that I may have life. Today, I accept you in my life.
Hallelujah.
I want you in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
I want your spirit in me.
Ooh.
I want your spirit to be upon me. I want you to anoint me.
Ooh, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I receive you into my life.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell the devil, Satan, I denounce you now.
Right.
You have no
hallelujah.
Right. You have no power. You have no authority
over
me.
Speak it.
I'm free now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Begin to praise him.
Thank
begin
you,
to thank him.
Yes,
begin
Lord.
To give him glory. then get up from there and find your church where you can go and lift up Jesus, where you can hear the word of God and receive the word of God for your life.
Yes, Lord.
Those of you that are sick in your body, Father, we bind every sickness, every disease, and every infirmity. We curse it now.
Yes, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said, by his stripes you're already healed.
Yes.
And we decree healing now. Every boy, every girl, every man, every woman that need to be healed.
Ooh.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing power.
Thank you
because
Lord.
You have set us free.
Thank you, Lord.
You because you have given us deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
In our mind, soul, body, and spirit.
Yes.
God, we praise you.
Thank you.
And we give you glory. We honor you.
Thank you.
And we give you thanks.
Thank you.
For your word say, give thanks unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For he is good and his mercy endures forever. Now we want you to come on out to our services tonight. Amen. At 8 o'clock, Minister Solomon Haywood will be speaking tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
You don't want to miss what this man of God has to tell you.
Amen.
And then, amen, on Friday night, get your clothes on. Get yourself packed. Come on out.
Yes.
Overseer Devron Patterson, amen, from West Palm Beach will be with us.
Yes.
Come on. Let the Lord bless you.
Yes.
Let the Lord touch you. Let the Lord do a new thing. He said, behold, I'll do a new thing.
Hallelujah.
It was praying for. God wanted to spring forth.
Yes.
Thank you for all of my listeners out
there.
Yes,
thank you.
Amen. That's listening. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for you.
Yes.
And I know you've been blessed hearing the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's how you get blessed, by hearing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The word of God. Praise God. And I thank God for you.
Yes.
Thank God for your prayers.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for your support.
Yes.
Your finances.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We appreciate you.
Yes.
And we appreciate what you have done.
Yes.
Amen. We want you to continue.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So that many others can be blessed. So that many others can be saved.
Amen.
So that many others can be delivered.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Amen. It's our time, it's our hour, it's our season, and you can be set free.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for that great word
from
this great woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. One chase a thousand, two put 10,000 to flight.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We know the enemy, hallelujah, is on a flight now.
Yes.
So you praise God. And you thank God for the victory, because you have the victory through the blood of the Lamb. I'll be looking for you tonight. I'll be looking for you tomorrow night.
Amen.
And then I'll be looking for you for you Sunday.
Amen.
Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Come on and hear the word of God.
Amen.
Come on and be blessed.
Yes.
Come on and let the Lord deliver you.
Amen.
Come and let him deliver your mind.
Yes.
You can be set free. You can be delivered.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And God can do it.
Yes, he can.
Anybody can deliver you. God can.
God can.
But you got to come. You got to come.
That's right.
Don't be stubborn. Don't be rebellious. Amen. Praise God. Don't be unruly and disobedient.
Yes.
But come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Ooh.
And let the Lord bless you. Come to the water.
That's right.
Come to the water.
Come on.
Got no money. Ooh. You may not even have nothing to buy it, but God will bless you
That's
to have
right.
it.
Yes,
so
will.
You got to come on and get it.
Amen.
I love you.
We love you.
And I want you to know that we are praying for you.
Amen.
Praying for your family. Praying for your children.
Yes.
Praying for your home. Praying for your church family.
Yes.
Amen. Because we know what God can do.
Amen.
He'll do what his word say. All you got to do is come to him.
Come. Yes.
He said, come, and he'll in no wise cast you
That's
out.
That's right. Come.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come to me. Come to me. All you that have been heavy laden. And what did he say? I will give you rest. God got rest for you.
Amen.
And he's going to give it to you.
Yes.
And guess what? Your name written on it.
Yes.
Nobody else's name but yours. And you're going to get it because your name written on it, and you came in order to receive it. God bless you.
God
this
bless
is Apostle
you.
Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. I love you, and I'm praying
you.
For you.
Amen. God bless you.
See?